我们请弟兄姊妹打开马太福音第二十五章。
Can I invite brothers and sisters to turn with me to Matthew 25?
马太二十五章。
Matthew 25.
主二十一节
Verse 21
主人说好你这又良善又忠心的仆人你在不多的事上有忠心我要把许多事派你管理可以进来享受你主人的快乐
His master said to him Well done good and faithful slave You are faithful with a few things I will put you in charge of many things Enter into the joy of your master
我们这一次的营会啊
，This camp，
我们洞平弟兄呢，他的负担是讲到忠心有见识的管家。
Our brother Jonathan is responsible for that faithful and wise servant steward。
那么我的负担呢，就是教又良善又忠心的仆人。
And my burden is good and faithful slave。
我想到现在弟兄姊妹。我们应该很清楚。
Up to this point, I believe verses are very clear.
有三种我们和神之间所建立的关系。
There are three forms of established relationship we have with the Lord.
神是要求忠心的。
The Lord requires faithfulness.
啊，我们讲到是丈夫与妻子之间的关系要求忠心。
And the first between husband and wife requiring faithfulness.
那么朋友之间的关系要求忠心。
And friend to friend requiring faithfulness.
那么主人与仆人之间的关系要求忠心。
And between masters and servants.
那么在这三种的关系上面。
And in these three forms of relationship.
我们要学习忠于主的名
We have to be under his name
忠于主的自己
Faithful to his name and to himself
忠于他的托付
And to his entrustment
一个完全的忠心必须包括这三个方面
A complete faithfulness require these three things
我们讲过在教会历史中
We said that in church history
有许多爱主的弟兄姊妹
There were many brothers and sisters who loved the Lord
有的人他们只忠心在某一个部分上
They only emphasized on one of these dimensions
但是弟兄姊妹们神要求我们的忠心是在三个部分都需要忠心
But God requires us faithfulness in all three aspects
尤其论到神的国度的时候
Especially when it comes to God's kingdom
我们更需要忠心于主的托付
We need to be faithful to his entrustment
在马太福音二十五章那里
In Matthew 25
我们讲到是神把他的家业托付给我们
It there speaks of how God places us and trusts us as his possessions
我们晓得在圣经里面这个家业
We know that in the Bible this possessions
包括了神全部的计划
It is all of God's purposes
包括了神所有的经营
All of God's will
经营 economy,
economy business
也包括了神的整个最后最终的目的
and also his ultimate purposes
所以今天我们不仅对主的名我们需要忠心
not only do we need to be faithful to his name
我们不仅对主的自己需要忠心
not only do we faithful to himself
我们还知道主有一个事业他要成就
God has abusiness that he wants to fulfill.
所以他把他的恩赐赐给我们。
And so he gives us his gifts.
那么圣经在这里讲到呢，我们在运用这个恩赐的事情上面。
So when we use these gifts that God has given us,
就好像做买卖一样。
It's like trading.
啊，那弟兄姊妹们，这个比喻给我们一个好几方面的鼓励。
And so this parable gives us encouragement.
那么第一方面的鼓励告诉我们。
The first aspect of encouragement.
这个买卖。
This trading
是稳赚不赔的。
This is something that
一定赚钱。
You it will surely profit.
不会亏本的。
Will never have loss.
所以我们应该有信心，你要放心的去做这个买卖。
And so we need to be confident to do this trading.
不要像那个恶仆人。
Not like that wicked slave.
那个只有一千两的那个。
He has only one
time. 哎呀，觉得主人呢是一个心很刚硬的人。
And he felt that he was a hard, his master was hard.
觉得好像不容易服侍。
It's as if very difficult to serve.
所以他就把他的钱埋下去。
And so he buried his talent.
弟兄姊妹们
，No, brothers and sisters.
这整个的比喻给我们看见。
This entire parable tells us.
这个服侍是稳赚不赔的。
This entire transaction is a sure profit.
所以你不运用主给你的恩赐去做，那是很可惜的一件事情。
So if you do not use the God's gifts For you, that is pitiful.
那么另外呢，有一个很奇怪的现象。
Another very interesting phenomena.
这里讲到说那个拿五千的。
The one who got five talents.
后来又赚了五千。
He gained another five.
那么拿两千的。
The one with two.
后来又赚了两千。
Earn another two.
你读到这里的时候，你会不会觉得这个有点奇怪呢？
Do you not think this is a bit funny?
他为什么没有说哈，这个有五千的。后来又赚了三千。
Why is it that this person with five, did not just gain three talents?
又赚了四千八。
Or maybe 4,008.
或者赚了五千二，赚了六千。
Or 5,002 or six talents.
为什么刚刚好就赚五千
？Or why is it just five talents?
这个两千的也是，好像不是说赚一千五或者赚三千。
So why two talents did not just gain 1.5 talents or more or less?
那么刚刚好就是赚到这个两千。
But exactly he will gain two more talents.
好像也不会多也不会少。
It's as if no more or no less.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我想我们读到这里的时候，我们会觉得。这个有点很特别，对不对
？We read to this point and we find it very interesting.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
我个人的领会，我觉得这里面神有很大的一个恩典。
I feel that in my personal understanding, God has a tremendous grace.
这里告诉我们
，Here tells us，
只要你有努力
，If you were to be diligent，
那个结果一定是完美的。
The outcome will be beautiful.
那么你有五千的。
If you have five talents,
你就尽你的力量去做。
You just do your part.
那么，也许有人觉得说，他有五千，他是尽了他的恩赐，所以他达到五千。
Some people think that if he has five talents, he does his gifts, therefore he earns five more talents.
这有两千的也是尽了他的努力，所以赚到两千。
This person with two talents, he fulfills his work, his talents, and then he got two more.
但是在教会历史上啊
，But in church history,
有哪一个人敢说自己把所有的恩赐都用尽了呢
？Who dares to say that, one uses up all his talents?
我刚出来侍奉主的时候啊
，When I first came out to serve the Lord,
那我有一个很大的惧怕。
A fear within me.
那我这个人很小。
My person is small built.
才干也有限。
I'm limited in my abilities.
但是我很清楚主给了我一点点的恩赐。
But I'm very clear that God has given me a little gift.
所以我常常很担心啊。
And so I was afraid.
我说主啊，会不会有一天呢就用完了
？What if I were to finish using it?
如果我这点恩赐用完了，我怎么办呢
？If I were to finish my gifts, then what would I do?
我下面就服侍不下去了，
then,
对不对啊
？Then forward going, I cannot serve anymore.
但是事实上不是这样。
But in reality, it's not like this.
弟兄姊妹们，
right, sisters,
我就到后来发现一件事。
Finally, I realized.
你的恩赐是越用越有的。
You realize that the more you use, the more gifted
you become. 越用越多的。
The more you will have.
越到后来好像是无穷尽的这样子。
Like you, it will be abundant.
所以主无论给我们五千、两千、一千，你尽量去用好了。
So if the Lord were to give you five, two, or one talent, go ahead and use it.
弟兄姊妹们是用不完的。
You will not exhaust it.
那么主所要求，只要你肯努力
，If you are willing to be diligent，
那么后面的结果一定是非常的完美。
The outcome will certainly be wonderful and beautiful。
我想用或者用这样一个情况来说明一下
，Clarify even further。
我的那个老二啊，他在这个医学院里面读书的时候，他读牙医啊。
My second son was in medical school and learned dentistry。
那么有的时候他考完试
，Sometimes he finishes his exams。
我就问他说：“你这次考得好不好啊
？”I asked him, "How did you fare?"
他说自己觉得不大好。
He felt not very good.
那我就很紧张啊。
So I was anxious.
我说你拿到了 C 吗
？Do you get a C?
在美国，他这个 grade 就是 A B C D 这样的哈。
In America, A B C and D.
是不是 D 呀
？Is it D?
他说都不是。
He said no, no, not D.
他说爸爸你放心。
Daddy, you will be rest assured.
他说我 passed.
I passed.
我说这是什么意思啊
？So what does this mean?
他说呢，这一次的考试啊
，this exam
只有 pass 跟 fail 这样。
It's only pass and fail.
你要不然就 pass， 要不然就 fail。
If you pass or you fail.
所以呢，我想在这里也是一样。
This is the same thing.
这五千两
，this five，
你只要用
if you use it,
就是五千两。
Then you'll get 5 more talents.
啊，你如果不用，
if you don't use,
那就没有了。
Then it will be no more.
啊，你两千两也是，你就用就是两千两。
The same for the 2 talents. You use it.
你如果不用就没有了。
If you don't use, it'll be disappeared.
所以这是神的恩典。
This is God's grace.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们要明白神的恩典。
We need to understand God's grace.
你要尽量的去用。
You must diligently use it.
要努力的为主来做买卖。
You must diligently go trade for the Lord.
那么即使这个一千的。
The one talent,
主也给他一些的鼓励。
The Lord also gave him some encouragement.
主说你不需要把它埋在地里。
You need not bury it under the ground.
你可以交给那个兑换银钱的。
You can go and invest it in the bank.
那意思说呢，就交给银行嘛。
Go give it to the bank.
啊，你交给银行的话呢，你自己不会经营的话呢，银行帮你经营。
If you do not know how to trade, the bank will do it for you.
啊。那个我们都晓得，大部分读经人都知道，那个银行指着教会说的。
All scholars will treat the bank to be the church.
比如在教会，你也不知道你的恩赐在哪里。
In the church, you do not know what your gift is.
那么你就把自己交出来好了。
But then you offer yourself.
让弟兄们给你安排。
That the brothers will arrange for you.
那么我们就在说安排的事上尽点功用。
And when they arrange for you, you diligently serve.
主说至少你可以连本带利的拿回来。
At least you can gain some interest.
其实呢，你这一千如果摆在聚会里面，你用了之后，你到处还是一千呢。
You use your one talent in church, it will bring forth another talent.
弟兄姊妹们
and sisters,
并且在这里
in here,
他给我们一个很严肃的提醒。
There is a severe warning.
就当国度降临的时候，
When the kingdom were to come,
那个有的还要加给他。
Those who have will be even added more.
没有的就叫他变成完全没有。
Those who do not have will be completely taken away.
所以当神的天国降临的时候，
So when the kingdom of heaven were to come,
将来千年的国度临到的时候，
When the 1000 millennium years were to come,
那个有的主要更多重用。
Those who have will God will even use further.
如果你这个没有的，你要从头来起啊。
Those who do not have will have to restart,
因为把你的也拿走了。
Because they will take away what you already have.
一切都要从头来。
So you have to start again.
我想这个是圣经给我们一个很重要的一个提醒。
And so this is an important reminder the scripture has given us.
盼望主回来的时候，
that when the Lord would come back,
我们每一个人都能够得到主的称赞。
That we might be praised by the Lord.
主看见我们主是好啊。
The Lord sees and says, well done.
哎呀，又良善又忠心的仆人。
Good and faithful slave.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们晓得这是圣经给我们看见，当国度降临的时候，
The Bible tells us when the kingdom should come,
神对历世历代所有侍奉主的人，
All in the generations in the past, all that served the Lord,
最后的一个称许，
The last and final praise.
所以你今天在地上为主努力做这个做那个，
Today whilst on earth you are hardworking here and there,
啊，弟兄姊妹们，最后如果能得到主这样的一个称赞，
Finally, you can receive this praise from the Lord,
那你这一生在主面前所做的就有价值。
Then everything you have done on this earth is valuable, counted.
否则的话呢，我们会像保罗所说的一样，
Otherwise, we would be like what Paul has said,
你变成空跑，你变成徒劳。
You have labored and run in vain.
弟兄姊妹，那一天我们真的是要咬牙切齿。
At that time, we will be gnashing and gashing of teeth.
所以求主在这一次的特会里面，
We seek that the Lord in this camp,
把这句话那么刻在我们的心上，
that the Lord would inscribe these words on our hearts,
让我们在主还给我们一些机会的时候，
that whilst the Lord has given us opportunity,
面向标杆努力的往前，
that we will run towards the course.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
主还没有回来，
the Lord has not returned,
就是机会还在，
the opportunity still abounds,
千万不要漏掉这个机会。
Shall we not forsake this opportunity?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在主的国度还没有降临的时候，
That before the kingdom should come,
我们看见无论从旧约到新约，有许多侍奉主的人，
All in the Old and New Testament, all that serve the Lord,
许多神的儿女们，
All of God's children,
他们已经达到了神的要求了，
They have already attained to God's requirements,
他们符合于主的要求，
They satisfy God's requirements.
所以我们看见在圣经里面有很多的这些例子，
And so there are many examples in the Bible.
那么昨天上午呢，
Yesterday afternoon,
我们讲到了摩西和他那个同时代中间的一些人的例子。
Yesterday morning we talked about Moses and the people of his time.
那么他们在他们的世代里面，
In their time,
他们忠心的跟随主，
They were faithful in following after the Lord.
我们相信今天他们已经得到主的称许。
We believe that today they have already received the praise.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
在圣经里面有这些例子很多啊。
There are many such examples.
那么今天早晨呢，
This morning,
我们要来看另外一个例子。
We'll look for another example.
我们就是看撒母耳的例子。
We see the example of Samuel.
那我现在请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一些的圣经。
Brothers and sisters, I invite you to read some scriptures with me.
我们先看四世纪第二十一章。
Judges, 四十一 41.
二十一章。
Judges 21.
二十一章第二十五节。
Judges 21:25.
那时以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
In those days, there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
撒母耳记上。
First Samuel.
第二章。
First Samuel chapter 2.
第二章。
First Samuel chapter 2.
第三十五节。
First Samuel chapter 2 verse 35.
我要为自己立一个忠心的祭司，他必照我的心意而行。我要为他建立坚固的家，他必永远行在我的受膏者面前。
But I will raise up for myself a faithful priest who will do according to what is in my heart and in my soul, and I will build him an enduring house, and he will walk before my anointed always.
第三章第十节。
Chapter 3 verse 10.
耶和华又来站着，像前三次呼唤说，撒母耳啊，撒母耳啊。撒母耳回答说，请说，仆人静听。
Then the Lord came and stood and called at other times, Samuel, Samuel, and Samuel said, Speak, for thy servant is listening.
第十九节到二十一节。
Verse 19 to 21.
撒母耳长大了，耶和华与他同在，使他所说的话一句都不落空。从但到别示巴，所有的以色列人都知道耶和华立撒母耳为先知。耶和华又在示罗显现，因为耶和华将自己的话默示撒母耳，撒母耳就把这话传遍以色列地。
Then Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and let none of his words fail. And all Israel from Dan even to Beersheba knew that Samuel was confirmed as a prophet of the Lord. And the Lord appeared again at Shiloh, because the Lord revealed himself to Samuel at Shiloh by the word of the Lord.
第十五章。
Chapter 15.
我们从二十二读到二十三节。
Verse 22 to 23.
撒母耳说：“耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢？听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的脂油。悖逆的罪与行邪术的罪相等，顽梗的罪与拜虚神和偶像的罪相同。你既厌弃耶和华的命令。”耶和华也厌弃你做王。
And Samuel said, Has the Lord as much delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of divination, and insubordination is as iniquity and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected you from being king.
同样的，我想我们对撒母耳的故事，我们大家都很熟悉。
We are familiar with Samuel's story.
就好像我们对摩西的故事很熟悉。
We are likewise similar to Moses' account.
那我们看见，在撒母耳记开始之前
，before the book of First Samuel，
那是士师的时代。
We know there's a time of judges.
我们都知道士师时代是以色列人最混乱和黑暗的一个时代。
We know that that time of the judges was Israel's most dark and confusing time.
地上的光景，以色列的百姓的光景，十分的堕落。
At that time, the condition of children of Israel was tremendously fallen.
这也可以说是神的百姓一个大失败的时代。
And that was God's people's greatest failure in time.
我们知道在约书亚记的时候
，In Joshua。
以色列人的光景是何等的荣耀。
It was a glorious time for Israel.
他们能制服所有一切的仇敌。
They were able to subdue all their enemies.
他们在迦南地。
They were in land of Canaan.
他们能够在仇敌之上。
They were above their enemies.
弟兄姊妹们
Francis,
那个时候以色列国中充满了荣耀。
At that time, the kingdom of Israel was filled with glory.
但是等到约书亚和那一代的长老们过世的时候
But when Joshua and the elders of that generation passed away,
那个时代兴起。
Another generation came forth.
圣经告诉我们说，他们不认识耶和华，也不晓得耶和华为神百姓所做的事。
They did not recognize the Lord Jehovah, neither did they know what the acts of the Lord.
所以这个两个世代的这个交替的时候
And so in the transition of these two times,
出现了一个重大的危机。
There was a crisis that appeared.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们看见以色列的百姓他们就落到一个悲惨的光景中。
The tribe of Israel fell to a deplorable state.
这个失败呢
This fallen,
一共有450年。
A total of 450 years.
所以这个时间是非常非常的长。
It's tremendously long.
以色列的光景是非常的凄凉，也是非常的可怜。
Their conditions was most pitiful and desolate.
啊，仇敌，周围各式各样的仇敌。
And there were enemies all around.
有的时候他们可以任意的来欺压这些百姓。
And sometimes they were, the enemies were subduing the Israelites.
虽然神也兴起一些的士师们起来拯救他们。
Although God raised up some judges.
但是很多时候都是局部的，一点点，一点点。
But very often it was a little here and a little there.
弟兄姊妹们，百姓们在侍奉和敬拜上面也是非常的混乱。
The people of Israel in terms of worship was also very confused.
我们晓得侍奉主的人头一次变成雇工就从四世纪开始。
That those who served the Lord, the first time they became,
Manservant.
Manservants. Was also in the time of, judges.
本来祭司们是何等荣耀和尊贵的一个地位呢。
Yes, priest originally is a glorious position.
到后来我们看见有人给他钱他就做事情了。
And so finally when people gave them, offered them money, they would go and do the thing for that person.
弟兄姊妹们不仅这样。
Not only so.
我们看见以色列百姓中间他们属灵的生活这个道德非常的低落。
And their moral conditions was tremendously low.
所以当我们读四世纪到最末了的时候。
And so when we reach the ending part of Judges.
我们看见以色列人中出现一些可怕的事情出来。
We see that terrible things occurred then.
所以你看见那个时代是一个完全黑暗混乱的一个时代。
It was a time full of darkness and confusion.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
很多人告诉我们
Many people tell us,
四世纪
Judges,
在属灵的含义上来讲就是教会历史。
Is the disposition of the book of Judges is a church history.
我们看见教会历史头一个时代好像约书亚的时代一样。
The first century of the church history is like the time of Joshua.
但是从第二、第三个世纪以后
，from the second and third century onwards,
教会的光景就开始坠落。
The condition of the church began to decline.
这个时间更长。
The time has even prolonged.
千多年的时间。
1,000 over years.
教会一直处在一种非常非常的黑暗的光景中。
The church has entered into a very dark time.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
那么尤其圣经提醒我们啊
，Especially the Bible reminded us.
到末了的时代
In the last days,
在启示录里面告诉我们
In Revelations it tells us
那么将是地上将是一个属于巴比伦的一个时代
The earth will then be unto the times of Babylon
我们知道这个巴比伦本身的意思就代表着混乱
Babylon means confusion
就代表着一种的黑暗
Darkness
所以我们知道读启示录的时候神有一个很重要的呼召就是我的民啊要从巴比伦出来了
So when we read Revelations, you know that my people must come out of Babylon.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
我们看见撒母耳处在一个非常黑暗混乱的一个时代的里面。
And so Samuel came forth from a time of great confusion.
那个时候我们看见会幕还在以色列人当中。
The tabernacle was then, the ark was still with Israel.
会幕在示罗。
In Silo.
但是会幕中的光景是怎样的呢
？But what's the condition of the tabernacle and the ark？
那个时候是以利做士师。
At that time, Eli was the high priest.
他已经非常年老。
He was very old.
他的光景呢，没有办法能够维系住那个整个会幕的情形。
His condition could not embrace the conditions of time.
尤其他的两个儿子。
His two sons.
这个为非作歹啊。
They were extravagant. They were terrible.
他的名字一个叫做何弗尼，一个叫菲尼哈。
One, Hophni and Phinehas.
这两个人呢、啊、
These two people.
哎呀，他们这是胆大妄为。
They are outrageous.
四世纪最末了告诉我们说呢，以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
The end of Judges tells us that Israel at the time had no king and everyone did according to his own thinking.
那么我们看见这两个人呢、啊、他们是比众人做得更厉害。
These two people, these two sons did worse off than the masses.
他两个都是祭司。
They were priests.
但是呢他们在会幕那里、啊、他们掌大权。
At the tabernacle, they were usurping authority.
他们就随自己的高兴来做。
They did according to their own pleasure.
他们圣经记载说，他们根本不认识耶和华。
The Bible records that they knew not Jehovah.
你看，一个侍奉主的人不认识神。
A servant of the Lord who did not know the Lord.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们晓得今天在基督教里面呢。
We know in Christianity today.
有很多所谓的一些侍奉主的人根本不认识神。
There were those so-called servants. They do not know the Lord.
在美国有很多的牧师啊，他们根本是把它当成职业。
There are many pastors in the United States. They take their appointment as a job.
最可笑还有很多无神论的牧师。
They are atheist pastors.
根本都不认识神的。
They do not know the Lord at all.
所以呢，这两个人就藐视耶和华的祭物。
And so they lightly esteem the sacrifices of the Lord.
当以色列百姓来献祭的时候
，The children of Israel came to offer sacrifices.
啊，他们自己立个规矩。
They instituted their own rules.
我们晓得侍奉主的人呢，要按照神的规矩。
We know that those who serve must go according to God's rules.
不可以自己立个规矩。
They cannot do up their own rules.
立什么规矩呢
？What kind of rules did they
come up with? 就是人家来献祭的时候
，When people offer sacrifices,
啊，那些鸡肉就放在那个锅里面、鼎里面。
The meat will be put into the pot.
他就找了一些仆人。
They found some servants.
圣经说他就拿了个三尺叉。
A three-legged fork.
人家那个肉在里面还没煮熟，他这个叉了就拿走了。
Before the meat is cooked, you grab the meat out.
啊，我很记得这个 Boxing 弟兄啊，解释这个很有意思。
I remember Brother Boxing explained this.
他说今天很多侍奉主的人手中都有一个三尺叉。
Many servants of the Lord, their hands have a three-pointed fork.
啊，这个什么叉名叉利啊，叉地位。
Poking on to name, reputation, and position.
你看看是不是这样的
？Isn't it so?
很多的时候服事上就在擦擦擦。
Very often when we serve God, we poke here and poke there.
啊，人家如果不给他的话呢
？If people do not give it to them,
他就用抢的。
Then they will snatch it.
哎呀
，by force.
有的那个肉啊，本来要先把脂油烧了，然后肉可以给祭司。
They were to first offer up in sacrifices.And then the meat can be given to the priest to eat subsequently.
这些恶仆人来的时候，你给我，你不给我，抢走啊！
And when these wicked priests would come, whether you give it to them or not, they will snatch it away.
弟兄姊妹们
，My sisters,
造成一个什么结果呢
？What kind of outcome?
就让以色列的百姓厌弃，把自己厌弃奉献。
It reached a point when the children of Israel despised.Themselves in offering sacrifices.
这个说明什么
？What does it mean?
这个说明破坏了奉献的生活。
And that is to destroy the life of sacrifice.
我们晓得今天地上的基督教
，Today the churches in
整个的光景在这一方面也是非常的严重。
This condition is also very serious.
啊，叫人厌弃奉献给主。
They begin to abhor.To want to sacrifice.
也就是不知真正的走奉献的路。
And they do not truly walk the road of consecration.
所以今天很多侍奉主的人呢，第一个就把利先摆在前头。
And so many Christians put their own gain up in the front.
所以当时我们看见以利这两个儿子，他们实在是这个非常的大胆。
So we know that these two sons of Eli were very, very, bad and bold.
他们不仅在这里这个藐视神的祭物，破坏了那个神儿女中间这个正常的奉献的生活。
They lightly esteem sacrifices and they destroy the relationship man has with God.
他们还会幕前的妇人苟合，淫乱，犯淫乱。
And they even committed grave relations to with the servants of the temple, the women.
这是胆大妄为到极点了。
This is terribly outrageous.
就在会幕那里。
Just before the tabernacle.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们看一看今天地上的光景。
Today the condition of the church.
教会有没有这种情形呢
？Do you have such conditions in the church？
有很多的教会里面公然的赞成这个什么同性恋呢、啊？赞成这些婚姻上一些乱七八糟的事情。
That the churches today.Upfront acknowledge gay marriages and such things.
这个年老的以利啊，很可怜。
The old Eli was very sad.
啊，他所代表的是属灵生命的一种老化现象。
He represented a kind of all fallen state in spiritualness.
我们晓得在教会里面,
we know that in the church,
如果缺少了那个活泼新鲜的生命,
if lacking in that vibrant life,
那么整个教会的光景呢, 就怎么, 就像以利亚, 就变成一个衰老的现象。
And the whole condition of the church will be like typified by Eli.
啊, 这个还不在乎年龄的问题。
It is not so much about age.
啊, 我常常在聚会里面发现有些年长弟兄姊妹倒是活力充沛。
There are some very old brothers who are full of life.
哇, 侍奉主, 这个真的是有活力。
When they serve God full of vigor.
反而是那些青少年弟兄姊妹。
On the other hand, the young brothers and sisters.
一个一个都像老头啊, 像老太太啊。
Every one of them are like old man and old woman.
啊，那个追求主啊，没力气的。
They have no energy when they pursue the Lord.
哇，一散了会，可是活得不得了啊！这。
But after the meeting ends, they are full of energy.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，My sisters，
这个告诉我们，你生命里没有活力。
That in your life, inner life, there is no vigor.
属灵的生命没有活力。
The spiritual life, no vigor.
所以呢，这个以利在这个时候呢，他真的是非常的软弱。
And Eli was most weak at this time.
他没有力量去约束他这两个孩子。
He has no way of controlling his two sons.
所以神很严厉的责备他。
And so God has very severely dealt with him.
你尊重你两个儿子过于尊重。
You honor your sons above me.
哦，我们晓得今天呢。这个在教会的里面有很多时候年轻弟兄姊妹们的意见呢、啊，哇，有的时候胜过啊我们这年长的人的这种意见呢、啊。
Oftentimes in the church today, the opinions of the young people overrides, as it were, the old people.
我在美国常常听见很多地方的这些负责弟兄们告诉我们。
And many of the assemblies, the responsible brothers tell me,
这个时代改变了。
The times have changed today.
我们在教会里要尊重这些年轻人。
In the church today, we need to honor these young people.
要照他们的意思做。
Must go according to their thinking.
哦，所以这些年轻人说，我们要做什么就做什么了。
Because these young people say, I want to do what I'll do.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，这不是一个正常的现象。
This is not a normal condition.
所以我们看见当时的以利完全无力来管理他的儿子。
At that time, Eli was helpless in controlling his two sons.
在教会里面，年幼的要顺服年长的这个根本就没有了。
In the church, when young should submit to the old, there is none of this happening.
结果到了一个地步、啊、
Up to a point.
弟兄姊妹们，那个圣殿的里面的那个会幕里面那个灯呢、啊、还在。
The light, the lampstand in the tabernacle was still there.
但是非常的暗淡。
But was very, very dim.
圣经说什么呢？
The Bible says,
就耶和华的言语稀少，不常有默示。
That the vision and words of the Lord was very rare.
因为在那个时代里面，每个人都以自己为中心。
Because at that time, everybody was, they were king to themselves.
我们都希望别人听我的话。
Everyone wanted them to think, to listen to them.
愿意听别人的呢?
No one was willing to listen to another.
我甚至到了一个地步，要神也听我们的话。
We even want to come to a point where even we want God to listen to us instead.
我们有事的时候来告诉神，神哪里要帮我做这个做那个。
We want to tell God, Lord, you help me do this and do that.
神要说话呢，不听。
When God wants to speak, we don't want to listen.
所以弟兄姊妹们，耶和华的言语稀少。
And so Jehovah's word was rare.
那说明什么呢？
是
看见世事的时代这样的一种光景啊。
So when we see a time like that in the judges,
啊，神都不想说话。
Even God doesn't want to speak.
啊，弟兄姊妹们。
And sisters.
啊，神不想说话。
The Lord doesn't want to speak.
神说说了也没有用。
The Lord says speak also no use.
啊，那么另外一面来讲。
On the other hand.
就是呢，根本就没有听话的对象。
There is nobody that God can have a partner to listen to him.
弟兄姊妹，我们晓得我们的神是说话的神啊。
We know that God is a God who speaks.
神说话对我们来讲是多么的宝贵呢？
When God speaks, it's most precious.
神用他的言语创造整个万有，对不对？
God uses his words to create the entire universe.
神说有就有，命立就立。
When God says, let it be, it was.
他一说话，这个整个世界就被创造出来了。
When he speaks, the whole universe is created.
在教会里面也是，他一说话，我们就充满了亮光。
When in the church, when he speaks, we are full of light.
神的言语解开，发出亮光啊。
When God speaks, full of light, illuminating everyone.
生活活在光中，你看这多宝贵呢。
And our life is living in light.
神的话语进来
When the Lord's word would come,
就有启示,
then there will be a revelation.
我们就能看见异象,
then we will see vision.
我们就能明白神的心意是如何,
then we will know God's heart's intent.
今天呢, 我们要感谢主的怜悯,
we want to thank God's kindness.
弟兄姊妹, 主还能让我们听见一点关乎主心意的事, 这是神的大怜悯。
The Lord is still gracious to us because he lets us hear his heart's intent.
今天主在很多的地方好像都不能说话。
In many places, God, as if he cannot speak.
因为神的百姓拒绝。
Because God's people reject.
我们要听我们喜欢听的话。
We want to hear what we love to hear.
我们不喜欢听那些我们不喜欢听的话。
We do not wish to hear that which we do not want to hear.
所以有很多时候你讲到神的荣耀心意的时候。
So when we talk about God's glorious heart intent.
很多人的反应说，哎呀，这个不实际。
Many people say this is not practical.
这个太玄妙了。
This is most difficult.
这太高超了。
This is mysterious.
弟兄姊妹们，
sisters,
我常常有个感觉。
I have a feeling.
好像以弗所书啊。
Like Ephesians.
那么以弗所书前一半呢，这可以不需要。
The first part of Ephesians, as if we do not read it.
人只注重以弗所书的后一半。
People only want to notice the latter part.
那一半呢，我们觉得那个太抽象。
The first part is too abstract.
那个太难懂了。
Too difficult to know.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
my sisters,
我们的神。他有他自己很荣耀的心意。
God has His glorious will.
神喜欢找的对象能够把他的心意吐露出来。
God hopes to have a partner that He can speak to.
所以主一说话
，When God speaks，
弟兄姊妹们，神的心意就明显了。
Then God's heart's intent will be made clear.
所以你看，昨天我们讲到神找着了摩西。
Yesterday we said God found Moses.
哇，有一个说话的对象了，对不对
？He has someone that He could speak to.
哎呀，在创造亚当1500年之后，神终于找到一个人。
After the creation of Adam, after 1500 years, he found someone.
神是多么的欢喜呢
？God's heart was most joyful.
是说，摩西赶快上山来。
But Moses quickly came out to the mountain.
把以色列人先放一下。
You put down the let go the drum instrument for a while.
神就用云彩把它遮住，把它包住。
And then God used the cloud to cover him.
然后40昼夜。
And then 40 days and nights.
神就对摩西说：“你也不要吃，也不要睡。”
You do not eat and you do not sleep.
没有关系。
Doesn't matter.
在神的跟前不吃不睡都没有问题。
Before the presence of the Lord, don't eat and don't sleep, no problem.
因为呢，我要说话。
Because he wants to speak.
这个没有时间吃东西的。
No time for.
也没有时间睡觉
，No time for him to sleep。
所以四十昼夜就讲啊讲，神就把他的心意告诉摩西。
For 40 days and 40 nights, God spoke and spoke。
弟兄姊妹们，神的心是多么的欢喜啊
！God's heart was most joyful。
所以当有人能领会到神的心的时候，神的心没有比这个更快乐的。
When someone can understand God's heart, God's heart will be most joyful。
甚至主耶稣有一次在这个约翰福音第四章碰见那个撒玛利亚的妇人。
So once when the Lord met the Samaritan woman in John chapter 4,
一个犯罪的妇人
，a sinner，
但是主跟他讲话。
When the Lord spoke to her,
哎呀，这个妇人领会了主的话。
This woman understood what God what Jesus said.
快乐。
So Jesus was very happy.
心里面得到满足了。
He satisfied.
所以门徒们拿着食物来给他的时候。
So when the disciples came with some food,
他说我有食物吃是你们所不知道。
He said I have food that you do not know.
门徒们说谁给他吃东西了
？The disciples said who gave him food?
就姊妹们，主的里面有一种满足的快乐。
The Lord had a satisfying joy.
所以主如果今天找着对象
，Today if God can speak,
他能把他的话把他的心意吐露出来，这是神最大的快乐。
Can put forth His word and heart intent to you.
所以神说话就有启示
，Then there'll be revelation.
神说话我们就有供应了。
When God speaks, we will nourish.
神的话就是属灵生命的粮食。
God's word is heavenly manna to us.
这两天我们的长老在这里一直祷告说主啊，感谢你打发你的仆人来供应我们生命的粮食。
The elder would pray, thank the Lord that you send your servants to feed us in heavenly manner.
哎呀，我实在很战惊恐惧，也很害怕。
I'm afraid and trembling.
我不晓得我讲的是不是粮食啊。
I do not know if what I speak is heavenly manner.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters, will you be gracious?
愿主的灵加在这些话语上面。
May the Lord's Spirit be added to these words,
能够解开这其中的丰富
that open up the wealth that's inside,
让基督的丰富流露出来成我们的粮食
that Christ's abundance will flow forth.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
主如果不说话我们就没有供应
if the Lord does not speak then we will not be nourished,
并且主不说话我们也没有力量
and we will be without energy.
所以主说话是多么重要的事情呢
and so important it is for God to speak.
但是这个时候
But at this time,
在以色列百姓中间
in the time of children of Israel,
耶和华的言语稀少
the word of Jehovah was rare,
不常有默示
there's very few visions,
神不是说完全不说话有时候偶尔也说两句
once in a while the Lord speaks one or two words,
的确有的时候借着以利说了几句
And indeed, through Eli spoke one or two words.
啊，比方说他对哈拿说那几句话应验啊。
And for example, the words he spoke to Hannah was fulfilled.
也但是不多。
But not many.
弟兄姊妹们，所以你就看见以色列百姓活在完全黑暗的光景中。
And so children of Israel was living in darkness.
完全无力的光景中。
Without any strength.
那么后来他们跟非利士人打仗的时候。
And so later when they fought the Philistines.
弟兄姊妹，他们打败了。
They were defeated.
啊，他们于是出了一个主意啊。
And so they came out with an idea.
弟兄姊妹们，这是他们自己的意见。
It is their own idea.
他们说呢，把约柜抬出来就好了。
They said, take out the ark.
哇，这个约柜一出来的时候，那我们一定打胜仗。
If the ark were to come forth, David, they would surely win.
啊，所以他们就把约柜抬到战场上来。
And so they brought the ark to the battlefield.
刚来的时候，以色列人看见约柜，大家欢呼啊，这个声音很大。
And initially, when the children saw the ark, they shouted with a loud shout.
哇，非利士人很害怕。
And the Philistines were afraid.
但是非利士说，我们大家做大丈夫，结果一打，好了，以色列人完全失败。
And so the Philistines made themselves strong and they defeated the Israelites.
弟兄姊妹们，结果呢，连约柜都被掳。
And finally, even the ark was carried away.
我们晓得这个约柜代表神的见证。
We know that this ark represented God's testimony.
这个见证是多么重要的一件事情。
This testimony is important, very important.
我们弟兄姊妹都知道为主做见证的重要。
We all know the importance of giving testimony to the Lord.
但是我们要晓得，见证不是一个道理。
But we know that testimony is not a doctrine.
不是你喊见证声音喊得大，你就有力气。
And it's not that if you shout forth your testimony with words, it's better.
啊，这些年我们也看见有些弟兄姊妹喊的见证很大声音啊。
These few years, many people very loud.
但是你没有那个实际。
But you have no reality.
所以到最后见证就被掳了。
And then finally, the ark was deported.
你这么重要的约柜都失去了。
And they lost the ark.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers,
到最后我们看见这个老以利的两个儿子被杀。
And we know that the two sons of Eli were killed.
那么连老以利
And Eli himself also died.
所以那个时候
At that time,
弟兄姊妹，当他这个死的时候
When he died,
那么正好呢
At that time,
这个以利呢有一个这个媳妇呢要生孩子。
Eli had a daughter-in-law who was going to give birth.
这个还是有点属灵感觉的一个人。
She had some spirituality.
所以那个孩子生下来之后呢？
So when the child was born,
她给他取了一个多么悲惨的名字。
She gave him a depressing name.
叫做以加伯。
Ichabod.
说什么？
What does it mean?
荣耀离开以色列。
The glory has departed from Israel.
所以他媳妇很痛苦的死掉。
And so the daughter-in-law painfully died.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们可以看见，
we can see,
当时以色列百姓，
at the time of the children of Israel,
他们不仅普遍的光景非常的黑暗，
not only was their general condition very dark,
即使连最神圣的会幕这个地方，
even the most spiritual holy place, the tabernacle,
那个光景都是落到一个何等荒凉悲惨的一种地步。
The condition fell to such a desolate condition.
我们要感谢我们的神。
We want to thank the Lord.
因为我们的神从来不灰心的。
Our Lord is never discouraged.
并不因为人在地上的光景这样的一种的败落。
It's not just that the children of Israel's condition was the people's condition was so bad.
神就停止他自己的作为。
And so God stopped His own work.
所以神还在寻找那些忠心的人。
And so it's not that God stopped His work. He continues to find His faithful people.
当他找不到的时候。
When he cannot find it,
他就开始怎么样，自己来预备一个。
When he cannot find, he prepares one for himself.
撒母耳就是在这样的光景中被神预备出来的。
And so Samuel was in such a condition made prepared.
那么我们都知道，撒母耳的母亲哈拿，这真是在教会在旧约历史上是一个了不起的一个姊妹。
We know that Samuel's mother Hannah was indeed a honorable woman.
她实在是有个好母亲。
She is a good mother.
当以色列光景这么样的荒凉黑暗的时候，
When condition of children Israel was so bad,
她为着神的国尽心竭力。
She was diligent insofar as God's kingdom was concerned.
她只不过是一个普通的家庭主妇。
She was just an ordinary housewife.
但是她的心爱神。
But her heart loved the Lord.
是一个暗中爱主的人。
She was one who, in hidden life,
我相信今天在神的百姓中还有很多这样的百姓。
I believe there are such many people amongst God's people.
他们没有多大的恩赐。
They do not have many gifts.
他们是平凡的人。
They are normal people.
但是他们的心爱主。
But their hearts love the Lord.
他们的心关心是国度。
Their hearts are concerned with God's kingdom.
弟兄姊妹们，就在以色列众多千万的家庭中间，有这么一个小小的姊妹。
And within the thousands of homes in Israel, there's this sister.
她在暗中在那里为着神的国度，在那里付上重大的祷告。
On the hidden side, she was diligent in prayer, praying to the Lord.
她不会生孩子。
She could not bear children.
圣经讲说神使他不会生孩子。
The Bible said the God caused her not to bear.
所以我们知道有神的手在这里做工。
And so we know God's hand was in it.
所以我们要相信今天呢，在一切环境中间，每一样事物都有神的手在其中。
We know that in all circumstances, God's hand is in it.
那问题就是说，你能不能抓住这个机会啊
？Are you able to grasp hold of the opportunity?
哈拿呢，是抓住这个机会的人。
Hannah was grasping hold of the opportunity.
因为当时在以色列百姓中，妇女不生孩子这是可羞耻的事情。
Because at the time, women that could not bear children was a shameful thing.
因为神应许弥赛亚要来，借着他们来。
Because God proclaimed that the Messiah should come to the woman.
所以她就迫切在神面前祷告。
And so she diligently prayed before the Lord.
她祷告什么呢
？What does she pray?
她说：“神啊，如果你给我一个儿子
，So Lord, if you will give me this child,
我就把他奉献给你做拿细尔人。”
I would sacrifice the child and he'll be a Nazarite.
叫他终身的活在你的跟前。
Now, all his life he will live before thee.
我们都知道那个故事。我想我不详细去解释讲这个故事。
I will not say in detail.
那么弟兄姊妹，他的祷告呢，最后得到神的答应。
And finally, God answered her prayers.
那么果然神让他生了一个儿子。
And indeed, God caused her to bear a child.
他就给他取名叫撒母耳。
And the name was Samuel.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters.
我们看见哈，哈拿不仅是许愿
，Not only did Hannah make a vow，
哈拿也还愿，还还愿。
She was able to fulfill the vow。
我们有很多基督徒常常也许愿。
Many Christians make vows as it were。
有的时候我们许的愿比哈拿还大。
The vows that we make even greater than Hannah。
但是我们有没有还愿呢
？But do we fulfill？
哎呀，我常常碰见好多弟兄姊妹身体软弱的时候，病的时候，就许愿主啊，你如果医治好我，我将来就奉献给你，为你做见证，侍奉你。
They say that if you are to heal me completely, I will come out and serve you after which, all my life.
我们的主实在是很善良。
Our Lord indeed gracious.
也真的医好他了。
And indeed healed that person.
结果医好之后呢
？After healing.
哇，教会也看不见他人影了。
The church cannot see that person.
他跑自己的路去了。
He walked after his own ways.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，My sisters,
Hannah 不是这样。
Hannah is not so.
Hannah 在许愿还愿上向着神忠心。
She was able to make a vow and fulfill it, and was faithful to it.
那么 Hannah 把撒母耳奉献给神。
And so Hannah consecrated, offered up Samuel to God.
这是一个很强烈的心愿呢。
This is a very strong vow, heart intent.
那个孩子刚刚断奶。
The baby was just weaned, the child was just weaned.
他就把他带到示罗奉献给神。
And brought him to Shiloh to offer him up.
就证明你想一想当时的那个环境。
You must think of the condition then.
那个老以利已经老到一个地步，好像不能做什么了。
That old Eli was so old to a point as if he can't do anything.
然后会幕里面呢，又有他两个儿子在那里为非作歹。
And the tabernacle had his two sons outrageously doing things.
并且呢，撒母耳年纪这么幼小。
And Samuel was so young.
你放心把这个孩子放到那个地方吗
？You think you will be peaceful in putting your child there?
你们这些做母亲的人，你放心把你的孩子放在这个地方吗？
Those of you who are mothers, you think you'll be restful if placing your child there?
如果今天我把我的孩子送到哪里去
？Today, if I were to bring forth my son somewhere,
我一定看看那个老师好不好，对不对
？I'll see if the teacher is good.
那个环境好不好
？Environment whether it's good.
如果那里呢都是一些那个好玩的、为非作歹的孩子，我敢把孩子放在那里吗
？If at that place all the kids are naughty and rebellious, do you think I'll dare to put my kid there?
那么老以利也无力教导他两个孩子，又这样真的影响我的孩子怎么办呢
？And that old Eli cannot control the situation. Two sons could probably influence the kids there.
所以弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？在当时来看呢，哈拿的这个作为是一个很疯狂的作为，按人来看。
From man's point of view, what Hannah was probably very crazy.
我想他们周遭的邻居都想，你怎么敢做这样的事情呢
？But Probably all her neighbors will come to her and say, how dare you do such a thing?
弟兄姊妹们,
and sisters,
Hannah 不是一个疯狂的人。
Hannah was not crazy.
我们从她后来的那个祷告里面知道，她里面是非常的清楚的。
From her prayer, you know that she was very clear.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
and sisters,
保罗在罗马书十二章告诉我们,
12 tells us,
侍奉是理性的。
Service is offering consecration is a reasonable service.
啊，是理性的。
It's a reasonable.
我们侍奉主啊，不是这个头脑一发热了就发疯了，就做什么事，不是。
When we serve God, it's not just on the spur of the moment.
今天有很多弟兄姊妹们侍奉主的时候，那么就是环境弄得他这个整个人呢热血沸腾，头脑也昏了，糊涂了，疯了的。
Today's opportunities for consecration, when people make them so high up and emotionally, and then they go and offer up themselves.
我年轻时就经历过这样的情形。
When I was young, I experienced this.
哇，我们教会里面的领袖呢，那实在是一个大领袖啊。
Our church leaders were certainly great leaders.
哎呀，讲起话来说，那个煽动力是很大的。
When they speak, the energy they come forth is very huge.
常常一讲，讲到我们的年轻人呢。大家这个里面这个心那个血都沸腾起来了。
And they speak to a point that the kids can have blood pressure.
然后他就开始呼召了。
And then they start an altar call, as it were.
愿意侍奉主的人站起来。
Those are willing to serve the Lord, stand up.
哇，这些年轻人个个都站起来了。
So all the young people stood up.
然后站起来之后，哎呦，大家哭啊，这个。
When everybody stood up, they cried.
场面非常的热烈。
And everybody was very hot.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
到后来我就发现，真正走上侍奉主道路的没几个。
Finally, those who really, really walk after the ways of the Lord are not too many.
侍奉主不是冲动，不是一时的冲动。
Those who serve the Lord must not be what's 冲动 emotionally impulsive.
哎，这个哈拿做这件事情
，Hannah
是一个冲动
，did not do it of impulsion.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
哈拿向着神有信心。
Hannah had faith in God。
今天几千年后，我们回头看他的故事。
Many thousand years later, when we look back into a story，
我们会说这是何等的信心啊
！This is indeed faith。
一个这么幼小的孩子
，the small child，
放在这么可怕的环境里面
，put in such a terrible environment。
那么哈拿相信神
，Hannah believed God，
因为他祷告，这是神给他的应许。
Because she prayed and God promised her.
所以她还愿的时候呢，毫无犹豫。
And so when she fulfilled her vow, it was without any doubt.
弟兄姊妹们，撒母耳这么年幼啊
，Samuel so young，
就离开家
，He left his home，
离开父母
，left the family，
到那么一个环境里面
，and to go to such an environment.
感谢主
，Thank the Lord.
等撒母耳长大以后
，When Samuel grew up，
若干年后他回头
，After many years when he returned。
他没有埋怨他的父母。
He did not grumble about his parents.
我们晓得撒母耳记上前面几章是撒母耳写的。
We know that the first few chapters of Samuel were written by Samuel.
他回忆他的母亲。
She remembered her mother.
他看见他母亲怎样在一种艰辛的一种生活里面，那么向神许这样的愿。
She noticed how her mother in such a state of condition，
当以色列
vow
当以色列的光景最凄凉的一种光景的时候
，When Israel was in a desolate state，
他的母亲怎样暗中在那里爱神
？How she in hiddenness prayed，
他的心充满了感恩
，His heart was filled with thanksgiving。
所以他回忆他的母亲这段故事
，And so she remembered the story of the mother。
弟兄姊妹，我们读起来的时候
，May we read this？
如果真正摸到这样的一种的感觉
，If you have touched the feeling here，
我们实在心里很受感动
，And our hearts are truly touched。
那实在是一个很心酸的一个年代。
It is a time， what's 心酸 ？A heart-wrenching time。
但是在这里
，But here，
暗中还是有神的儿女为着神的国度。在主面前尽心竭力。
But here there are God's people who are diligent for the kingdom of God.
所以他的这个奉献
，So this consecration
是一个很强烈的奉献。
It's a very strong consecration.
那我们晓得，虽然当时整个环境还没有改变
，And so at a time although the conditions have not changed，
但是神在这里已经开始有了一个恢复的一个起点。
But there is a starting point of recovery.
We know
that Hannah's prayer was very strong.
She
was just an ordinary housewife.
But when
we read of her prayer,
we find that it is so precious.
She was most honorable inside.
弟兄姊妹们，圣经告诉我们，
the Bible tells us,
在旧约历史里面，头一个讲到弥赛亚的就是他。
In all of church history, the first that talk about the Messiah is her.
是神头一次把弥赛亚的思想放在人里面，是放在哈拿里面。
The first time God put the understanding of Messiah into Hannah in the whole of history.
并且呢，他的这个整个祷告
，in the entire prayer，
成为后来呢。他们写诗篇的一个很典型的一个样本。
And it became a model for the psalmists in the psalms.
你会读到他的那个祷告书，你在跟大卫的那些祷告放在一起，很像。
When you put her prayer to David's prayer, it's very similar.
弟兄姊妹们，
他
的祷告里面具有君王的一种的威容在里面。
There was a kingly dignity in her prayer.
Hannah 因着她为着神所有这一点的摆上
Because of her sacrifice
弟兄姊妹们她在神的眼中变成一个尊贵无比的人
She in God's eyes have become an honorable person
感谢主
Thank the Lord
那么这个撒母耳呢被送到了示罗
And so Samuel was sent to Shiloh
那么他就在以利的面前学习
And so he learned to serve before Eli.
我们晓得神做事情还是有他一定的一个原则。
We know that when God does anything, he has his principles.
神让撒母耳在以利的面前先学习。
First, God let Samuel learn lessons before Eli.
虽然以利的光景呢已经不符合于神的要求。
Although Eli's conditions were not according to God's intents.
我特别要对青年的弟兄姊妹们有一些劝勉。
I want to encourage the youth.
我们希望在这样一个时代的里面。
We hope that in these times.
在教会里面，我们仍旧学习年幼的顺服年长的。
That in the church, the young should submit to the old.
这个在主的眼中是看为宝贵的。
Because this is precious before the Lord's eyes.
就像。撒母耳在以利面前学习。
Just like Samuel was before Eli.
那么这个小撒母耳呢，就住在会幕里面。
And so the little Samuel lived in the tabernacle.
那么他呢，这个小小的年纪啊，他们给他做一个这个细麻布的以弗德，他就从小穿个以弗德啊。
And so from young he wore a linen ephod.
然后每年他妈妈来的时候呢
Every year when the mother would come
那么哈拿就为他做一个外袍小小的外袍
The mother would make for him a garment
所以他里面穿着以弗德
Inside wore a ephod
外面穿着母亲给的外袍
On the outside wore her mother's garment
这里有属灵的意义在里面
There's a spiritual lesson here
我们晓得以弗德是一个很神圣的东西
We know that the ephod is a holy thing
祭司们来到神的跟前的时候必须穿的一个东西
And it is a thing that the priest had to wear before he comes to the presence of the Lord
尤其这个在旧约圣经里面代表着圣洁代表着祷告的生活
It represents in the Old Testament holiness a life of prayer
那么这里可以说呢撒母耳呢里面有圣洁和依靠主的生活。
That is to say, Samuel inside him has got a prayer and a life of reliance on God.
他在外面呢有他母亲给他公义的教导。
The outside has the righteous teaching of the mother.
这个对于今天呢特别青少年的弟兄姊妹来讲是非常重要的生活。
This is especially important for the young people.
我们年轻弟兄姊妹要追求内里生活的圣洁和对主的依靠。
The inside they have to learn the life of holiness and reliance on God.
在外面呢，我们要学习过公义的生活。
On the outside they need to live a life of righteousness.
弟兄姊妹们，这两种的生活
，These two forms of life，
叫我们能经得起环境的考验。
Will be able to overcome the test of time.
所以对于青年的弟兄姊妹来讲，撒母耳是一个很重要的一个例子。
So for young people, the example of Samuel is critical.
我们都晓得，我们今天生活这个时代， 是一个邪恶淫乱的时代。
You know that this time that the times that we live is adulterous in nature.
很多邪恶的东西呢，已经进到了每个家庭的里面去。
A lot of evil things have come into many families.
我们在西雅图有一个弟兄。
There's a brother in Seattle.
他有一个孩子。
Yes,
一个女孩子。
Yes, a daughter.
在教会里面认识了另外一个女孩子。
In the church, they got to know another daughter.
变成好朋友了。
And they became good friends.
所以有一天呢，他就有人就邀请他到另外一个家庭去 overnight， 就是去他家住一个晚上。
And so there was a day when they invited this the friend to the stay overnight.
结果呢，这个女孩回家的时候啊
，And then when this girl came back home，
就整天都哭。
Was crying.
哎呦，她妈妈发现不晓得发生什么事情。
And so the mother was wondering why she was crying. And so ask her.
小学生呢，才五年级的小学生。
Only five, primary five.
因为她到了那个孩子家里的时候呢。
Because went to the other person's house.
他们晚上就上电脑。
And they went on the computer.
啊，那么这个孩子打开来的，就是一些日本的人的漫画，一些色情漫画。
And it's Japanese pornographic cartoons.
这个孩子从来没看过这些东西。
This child has never seen these things before.
所以就在他家住了这么一夜回来之后啊。
So after one night,
整个精神恍惚。
Became very confused in the mind.
哎呀，一直的流泪。
And crying.
所以他的妈妈花了几乎两个礼拜的时间，天天的安慰他，跟他解释。
The mother would spend 2 weeks every day talking to this kid.
才慢慢地把她从这个情况里面带回来。
And slowly recovered her.
弟兄姊妹，多么可怕。
Frightful, isn't it?
今天我们所生活的时代
Today,
是一个非常可怕的时代。
The times that we live in, it's a terrible time.
啊，我曾经记得我跟你们可能讲过，我想要再给青年弟兄姊妹们提醒。
Shall I remind the young people again?
啊，今天你们很多天天上电脑。
Today you go onto the internet all the time.
弟兄姊妹，你要小心这里面的东西。
You have to be careful.
啊。我的儿子也是在这样的一个环境中长大的。
My son also grew up in such an environment.
啊，尤其我那个老二。
My second son.
啊，有一次他读高中的时候，他去上学。
One day in high school, he went to school.
我就到他的房间，我想他们这个孩子们一回家门一关的都不知道在里面做什么。
You know that our kid, you go back home, you close the door, and you don't really know what they do.
啊，那么我就进去看一看。
So I went in.
哎呀，叫我心里很受感动。
I was very touched.
我的孩子在他那个电脑上面哈
，on the computer，
贴了很多圣经的话在上面
，put a lot of verses on the screen。
我看见，我还记得上面第一个上面放着“不要爱世界
”，the first word is "do not love the world"。
哎呀，我这个做爸爸的看见这个心里非常受感动。
As a father, I looked at these words and I was very touched.
那我是很少上电脑，因为我不太会搞这些东西。
Very seldom do I go up the computer.
我的儿子回来之后啊。他就跟我，他爸爸，我进你电脑里面，把你很多那些不好的东西给你 delete 掉的。
I went to the computer and deleted a lot of the things that are no good.
不要看这些东西。
Do not see these things.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，这叫是内里的一个圣洁。
And that is an inner holiness.
啊，里面依靠主。
The inside.
这个时代
，rely on the Lord.
年轻的孩子们。非常需要过这样的生活。
In these times, the young people need to live this kind of life.
愿我们所有的青年、青少年的弟兄姊妹
，that our young people
里面能够穿着以弗德
，that inside they wear an ephod.
外面要过公义的生活。
Outside they need to live a life of righteousness. Because the outer garment is our action.
我想不仅是青少年的弟兄姊妹
，not only our young people
啊，就是年纪大的弟兄姊妹
，even the old people
也需要过这样的生活
，need to live such a life.
保守我们远离这个可怕的时代。
The Lord protect us far away from this terrible age.
所以你会看见，撒母耳能成为一个忠心的祭司。
That Samuel can be a faithful priest.
神在他的生活中，神给他有一些的带领和操练。
That in his life, God has given him training.
弟兄姊妹们
，My sisters,
撒母耳在这样的光景中
，Samuel in such a condition.
圣经说，他就在神面前。渐渐开始长大
，and the scripture recorded that he steadily grew before the presence of the Lord.
我们读这个路加福音的时候啊
，when we read Luke，
我们看见圣经中讲到，无论是施洗约翰也好，讲到主耶稣也好
，when we talk about John the Baptist or the Lord Jesus，
讲到他们长大的情况都是渐渐长大啊。
And when they talk about their growing up, it is growing up steadily.
其实这是一个很重要的提醒。
And it's an important reminder.
因为生命的成长不会快速的。
The life the growth of life cannot be rapid.
没有什么快速的方法可以叫你的生命一下就长大。
There is no rapid formula that you can grow mature overnight.
在属灵生命上也是一样。
The same for spiritual matters.
你必须按部就班在主的跟前。
You need to progress step by step before the Lord.
没有什么捷径。
There is no shortcut.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
所以你在跟随主的事情上面。
When in the matter of following after the Lord.
必须要学会按照圣灵的引导。
You need to learn to be under the leading of the Holy Spirit.
按着主话语的教导。
Under the guidance of the word.
那么好好的跟随主。
And follow after the Lord.
这个生命就渐渐长。
And then life will grow steadily.
啊。圣经还讲到。
Bible also says.
在第二章二十六节那里说哈。
In 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 26.
神与人越发的喜爱他。
It says here, now the boy Samuel was growing in stature and in favor both with the Lord and with men.
像主耶稣的成长一样。
Just like the growth of the Lord.
智慧和身量都一起增长。
Stature and wisdom and favor.
神和人喜爱的心也一起增长。
And favor with the Lord and grew.
这个什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
就是他在神面前的光景得神的喜悦。
That under the conditions of the Lord, he was pleasing to the Lord.
在人的面前得人也得人的喜爱。
And also before the men, he was pleasing.
就是他是一个正常的光景。
It is a normal condition.
啊，今天呢，我们追求主，我们要讨神的喜悦。
Today when we pursue the Lord, we must be pleasing to the Lord.
但是呢，我们做人也要正常啊。
But being a man, you a woman, you must also be normal.
你不能说追求主、爱主的到一个地步变成很奇怪。
You cannot pursue to the Lord to a point that you become abnormal.
有些弟兄姊妹，你想起来真是爱主，但是呢，他很怪。
You see this person truly loves the Lord, but he behaves abnormally.
这个做人呢不大正常。
He doesn't know how to perform as a person.
这个不是神所要的。
This is not what God wants.
所以在属灵的成长上需要一个平衡的。
And so, in as far as growth is concerned, there's balance.
所以我们看见神所要得着的人。
And you see what the kind of people that God wants.
他整个成长的过程。
His whole growth.
都是按照神的所要的情况。
It's according to what God requires.
然后我们知道下面的神就开始来对撒母耳说话。
And then following which, God began to speak to Samuel.
那个时候他很年幼。
He was very young.
他还不太会分辨。
He couldn't discern at that time.
那么当会幕里面呢，这个灯还亮着。
When the light in the lampstand was still alight,
小小的撒母耳睡着了。
And Samuel was asleep.
那么神就来呼召他。
And God came to call him.
啊，在睡梦中对他说话。
In his dreams, God spoke to him.
我们知道年轻人都很会做梦。
Young people really know how to dream.
神就在这个梦中啊对他说话。
And so God spoke to him in a dream.
神就撒母耳啊，撒母耳啊。
Said Samuel, Samuel.
哎呀，这个撒母耳，你看啊。从这些方面你看见他真是有好的学习啊。
You know that he truly learned well.
他就马上醒来了。
He awoke.
第一个反应什么？跑到老以利那里去。
The first reaction he went to old Eli.
可见那个时候他在老以利面前学的顺服实在是学得很美丽的。
It must be at the time when he learned before Eli, he was learned submission.
啊，这个老以利半夜被叫醒了，这个也不知道说，他说我没叫你。
So Eli was awakened too, and he said, "I didn't call you."
第二次他又跑去。
The second time he went again.
啊，这个老以利虽然很糊涂啊。
Although old Eli was rather confused.
但是我们晓得，无论怎样，他还是神的仆人呢。
He was indeed still God's servant.
他在年轻时候也对主有经历。
He indeed, when he was young, had experience with the Lord.
四十年了，做士师啊。
40 years as a high priest.
所以他的经验还在。
He still had experience.
啊，所以他对这个年轻的这个撒母耳讲。
And so he told the young Samuel.
他就知道是神在呼召他。
He knew that God was calling him.
他说：“下次你再听见的时候。”
The next time you hear the voice again.
啊，你要这样反应。
Then you must react. You must respond.
所以第三次，神来对他说话。
And so when God called him the third time.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
当神呼喊说：“撒母耳啊，撒母耳啊。”
So when God said, "Samuel, Samuel."
哎呀，这个小小的撒母耳很可爱。
And so the little Samuel.
他说：“我在这里啊。”
He said, "I'm here."
他仆请说。
Says, please speak.
仆人静听。
My servant is listening.
你看一个小孩子说这个话很可爱的。
You know, when a young boy speaks this,
那我们有时候也会教我们的孩子们说话嘛，对不对？
Sometimes we teach our kids.
有时候他们说这个话，哎呀，真的很可爱、啊。
Sometimes it's so cute when they speak.
像那个小小的撒母耳。
So the little Samuel.
请说，仆人静听。
Says, please speak, your servant listening.
姊妹们，你也感觉那个实在是一幅美丽的图画。
It's a beautiful story.
但是我们知道，这是神对他开始训练的一个很重要的起点。
But this is an important starting point for his training.
弟兄姊妹们。
And sisters.
忠心是从听话开始的。
Faithfulness begins with obedience to listening to the command.
我们不会听神的话，就不可能忠心。
If you cannot hear God speaking, then you cannot be faithful.
其实呢，这个听话的生活呢
，this ability to hear，
是神今天要求我们最重要的一个生活。
It is the most important form of life living.
你记得当以色列人呢他们要进入迦南地前
Before children of Israel entered the land of Canaan
那么摩西在巴丹亚兰、啊
Moses in Padan Aram
那么对着以色列人最后的讲话
And spoke to children of Israel the last word
那么在生命记里面
In Deuteronomy
他就再三说神告诉他们你们只要听话就行
He said and said again that as long as you were to be obedient
这是整个属灵生活中间的最关键性的一个东西。
This is the most crucial thing in Christianity.
你只要会听神的话
，if you can hear God，
你就可以过属灵生活。
Then you can live a spiritual life.
你只要会听神的话
，if you can listen to Him，
你就知道怎么样服侍神。
Then you know how to serve Him.
你只要会听神的话
，if you know how to listen to Him，
你就能胜过众仇敌。
Then you can overcome all evil ones.
弟兄姊妹们，这是神可以说给神的百姓最简单的一个要求。
It is the most simple requirement God has given to His people.
但是几千年以色列的历史告诉我们说什么呢
？All through the history of Israel,
在这个最简单的要求上面来讲，他们一直是失败。
In the most simplest requirement, they failed.
那么我们今天问我们看看
，And today if we were to ask ourselves,
我们是听话的百姓吗
？Are we a obedient group of people?
我们真的会听神的话吗
？Are we they listen to His voice?
我们常常鼓励弟兄姊妹，你好好的读圣经。
We often encourage people
用功读圣经。
To be diligent in studying the word of God.
读圣经的目的是什么呢
？What is the objective of
studying the word of God? 读圣经的目的是要听神的话。
Is to listen to His voice.
啊，读圣经的目的不是要读出一些学问出来的。
To study the Bible is not with the goal of knowledge.
不是要读出一些知识出来的。
It's not the goal of knowledge.
要听神的话。
Is to listen to God.
今天在地上一个最矛盾的现象。
Today in the earth, a most
也可以说是很讽刺的。
A most peculiar situation.
有很多人花很多的时间研究圣经。
A lot of people diligently spend a lot of time studying the Bible.
读圣经。
Hard working to study the Bible.
但是不听神的话。
But they are not listening to God.
很奇怪的。
It's a very funny thing.
读圣经不听神的话。
Study the word of God but not wanting to listen to God.
圣经不是光是用来讲道的。
Scripture is not just to preach.
圣经不是光来用来做学问的。
It's not just to be educated.
圣经乃是为着要我们能够懂得神的心意，要听神的话。
It is for the purpose of knowing God and listening to Him.
犹太人很用功读圣经。
The Jews were very hardworking.
但是他们从来不听神的话。
But they never listened to God.
所以他们一再的犯错。
And so time and time again they sinned.
我们都晓得人类的历史是因为从不听话开始堕落，对不对
？Man's fallenness began by the refusal to listen.
创世纪第三章很清楚告诉我们
Genesis chapter 3 very clearly tells us.
那个夏娃就不听神的话。
Eve did not want to listen to God.
神明明对他说得很清楚。
But very clearly spoke.
结果呢，他听了魔鬼的话。
But she listened to the devil instead.
结果他就吃了分别善恶树的果子。
And so she ate the fruit of the knowledge of tree of good and evil.
结果呢，这个夏当呢，亚当呢
？And so Adam.
亚当呢，听了太太的话。
Adam listened to his wife.
听了妻子的话。
Listen to his wife.
那么所以也堕落了。
And also fell.
啊，弟兄姊妹们。
And sisters.
一个听了魔鬼的话。
One listened to the devil.
另外一个是听了人的话。
Another listened to man.
今天呢
？Today.
当然，我们作为基督徒，我们晓得我们不需要听撒旦的建议。
We do not need to listen to the opinions of the devil.
但是人的建议，我们常常都接受。
But man's opinions we often accept.
我们不肯听神的话。
We refuse to hear God.
我们喜欢听人的话。
We like to listen to men.
所以弟兄姊妹们
sisters,
结果人就落在一个悲惨的一个境地。
Man reached a point of utter desolation.
主就说地要因你受咒诅。
The ground will be cursed.
你要终身受苦。
You will all your life suffer.
汗流满面。
Sweat will be pouring all over you.
直到归土。
Until you become dust.
所以不听神话的结果呢
So,The outcome of not listening to God
enters
into curse.
所以今天有很多时候我们所受的苦啊，弟兄姊妹，不是神要你受苦。
So often the suffering we have today is not what God intends.
因为你不听神的话。
Because you do not listen to God.
所以在生命记啊，生命记第二十八章那里。
So in Deuteronomy chapter 28.
啊，摩西告诉以色列百姓。
Moses told Israelites.
如果你们能听神告诉你们如果听神的话。
If you listen to God.
这么多的祝福。
You will be blessed in many, many ways.
祝福，敬也祝福。
You will be blessed here and blessed there.
连你家里面的团面盆都祝福。
Even the things in your house will be blessed.
如果你不听神的话。
If you are disobedient.
下面就这个咒诅，这个咒诅。
There will be that curse and that curse and that curse.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你看在以色列百姓还没有进入迦南地的时候。
Before children of Israel entered into Canaan.
那么神已经在那里提醒他们。
The Lord reminded them again.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们需要听神的话。
We need to listen to God's word.
听神的话是多么宝贵的一件事。
Listening to God's word is so precious.
我们晓得哈，在马太福音二十四章。
We know in Matthew chapter 24.
十五到二十节那里。
From verse 15 to 24,
主在橄榄山上曾经对门徒们讲了一段很重要的话。
The Lord spoke a very important word on the Mount of Olives.
因为这段话是跟犹太人有关系的。
Because this word has a word to the Jews.
感谢主啊。
Thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，在二十七年以后。
After 27 years.
哎，主后七十年。
Oh, after AD 70, in AD 70.
No, no. 主后七十年，就是主耶稣讲这个话以后的二十七年。
After 27 years, the Lord spoke this in Matthew 24, which is AD 70.
Yeah. 那个时候呢，我们看见那个罗马的太子提多带着大军围困耶路撒冷。
Titus on a horse, came to Jerusalem.
那个时候以色列人正是过节的时候。
It was a time.Where the children of Israel,
据说有上百万的人，上百万的人聚集在耶路撒冷。
A festival and thousands of people were gathered there.
那么，这个当时教会呢，他们想起了主的话。
At the time, the church remembered the Lord's word.
啊，主说，当一有敌人在围困耶路撒冷的时候
，When your enemies surround Jerusalem,
他说你们就要逃到山上去。
Then you must flee to the mountains.
所以呢，当时教会的领袖们就领着所有的基督徒就逃到犹太的山上。
At the time, the leaders of the church brought the Christians to the mountains.
感谢主
，Thank the Lord.
那么，当罗马的大军进城的时候
，When the Roman generals came,
把里面所有的犹太人都杀了，屠城
and kill all the Jews.
那么，没有一个基督徒被杀了。
Not a Christian was killed.
他们就是因为听神的话。
Because they listened to God.
弟兄姊妹们逃过了一个大的灾难。
They escaped a great catastrophe.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天听神的话很重要啊。
Listening to God's word today is
very important. 躲开这个末了的时代，这个可怕的光景。弟兄姊妹，每个人都需要听神的话。
We need, in order to escape the terrible times of this world, we need to listen to God.
我们记得在马太福音第十七章里面。
In Matthew chapter 17.
神亲自出来对门徒们讲话。
The Lord Himself came to speak to the disciples.
神说什么呢？
What did,
这是我的爱子。
This is, God said, "This is my beloved son."
你们要听他。
Listen to him.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，这是新约圣经里面一个最重要也是最简单的一个命令。
This is the most important and the simplest commandment.
所以我们需要学会怎么样听神的话。
We must learn how to listen to him.
所以这个时候，我们到神就开始怎么样训练撒母耳开始听神的话。
At this time, God began to train Samuel how to listen to him.
啊，我们讲过，神所要用的仆人呢，就是一个听话的仆人。
A useful servant is one who is able to listen to him.
啊，我们太有自己的意见了，神用我们很困难。
If we have too many of our own opinions, then God cannot use us.
啊，你们家里面有人也用过很多佣人，对不对？
Some of you have got house helpers.
你告诉他说这样做什么做什么，听说很高兴，你非常高兴。
If you tell your house help to do this, do this, do this, this way, that way, you'll be very happy if she does that way.
他在你家里自己出主意，这样弄那样弄，你是很不高兴。
If this person were to, this maid were to do it her own way, then you'll be very unhappy.
所以今天神所要得着的神的仆人是一个听话的仆人。
God wants a servant that is able to listen.
只有碰见这个听话的仆人呢。
Only when God encounters a listening servant,
哎，看得出好。
It's very good.
对不对？啊，会讲好啊。
Very good.
啊，所以神要撒母耳做一个听话的一个仆人。
So God wants Samuel to be a obedient servant.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
撒母耳实在是听神的话。
Indeed, Samuel listened to the Lord.
所以在撒母耳的这个记里面哈
，So in Samuel，
有几句话是撒母耳的名言。
Are some phrases that are peculiar to Samuel.
我们刚才读到撒母耳记上第十五章那里。
So when we read 1 Samuel chapter 15,
他讲到一句话叫做听命胜于献祭。
And to obey is better than the sacrifice.
神并不是喜悦这些外面这些什么繁祭祭，神宁可人听话。
God is not so much happy with sacrifices, rather he wants people to obey him.
我们知道撒母耳这个话是对扫罗讲的。
We know that this word is to Saul, King Saul.
其实呢，我们读扫罗的故事哈。
When we read Saul's story,
很多基督徒都很同情他。
Many people are compassionate to Saul.
因为我们感觉他不是个坏人。
Because we don't find him a bad guy.
啊，这个人长得高高大大的。
This guy is tall and handsome.
啊，站在人面前呢，比别人都高一个头。
One head taller than most people.
那么当年呢，找他出来做王的时候，他还钻那个什么器具里面去。
At the time when they wanted him to be king, he hid behind the baggages.
看起来他也没有做什么坏事。
He did not do anything bad.
但是为什么神不喜欢他呢
？Why is it that God did not like him?
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道，就是因为扫罗不听话。
Because Saul was disobedient.
神叫他把亚玛利人统统灭掉。结果呢，他把亚玛利人杀了，把看那个亚玛利王长得不错啊，把他留下来。
God asked him to go and kill all the Amalekites, and he because he saw the king not bad, so he preserved the king.
啊，然后呢，这个牛羊中间呢，那个病的不好，统统杀掉，那个好的把他留下来。
The sheep and the goats, those who were ill and diseased, he killed them, but those good ones he kept.
他不听神的话
，didn't want to listen to God.
神不能用他。
So God couldn't use him.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
因此扫罗撒母耳对扫罗说
，and so Samuel told Saul，
听命胜于献祭。
To obey is better than sacrifice.
我们都知道，在以色列人中，献祭是很重要的事，对不对
？You know, among the Jews, sacrifices are important.
但是能听神的话，比做外面的事情更重要。
But to obey is better than the outward sacrifices.
所以扫罗因为不能听神的话，所以神把他废弃了。
Because Saul couldn't listen to God.God rejected him.
并且我们晓得在这里哈，你看这个撒母耳多么懂得听神话的重要。
You know how Samuel understood the importance of listening to God.
他说悖逆的罪与行邪术的罪相等。
He says, for rebellion is as a sin of divination.
顽梗的罪与拜虚神和偶像的罪相同。
And insubordination is as iniquity and idolatry.
他说你既厌恶耶和华的命令
，because you have rejected the word of the Lord.
所以耶和华也厌恶你做王。
He has also rejected you from being king.
所以扫罗被废弃，很简单的一个理由就是听话。
So Saul was rejected by God for a simple reason. He was unable to listen to God.
神不能用那些不听话的人。
God is unable to use those who are disobedient.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，and sisters.
撒母耳实在是一个善良的仆人。
Samuel was indeed a good servant.
所以当神要废弃扫罗的时候
，And so when God rejected Saul,
撒母耳为他流泪祷告。
Samuel prayed for Saul.
一直的祷告。
And fervently prayed for him.
祷告到一个地步啊
，Prayed to a point.
神都对撒母耳说：“你不要再为他祷告了。
”God told Samuel.No need to pray for Saul anymore.
弟兄姊妹们
，friends, sisters.
所以呢，扫罗就是人来讲的话呢，他是不错的。
As far as a man is concerned, Saul is not bad.
但是我们知道，神不是光要用一个好人，神是要用一个听话的人。
God doesn't just want to use a good man; He wants to use an obedient man.
尤其他在做王，对不对
？Especially as a king.
他不听话，神就没办法用他。
If he was disobedient, then God cannot use him.
弟兄姊妹们
，friends, sisters.
撒母耳不是不扶持这个扫罗。
It's not that Samuel did not look after Saul.
但是他没有办法。
But he was helpless.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
撒母耳自己在这方面学了美好的功课。
Samuel in this aspect learned a precious lesson.
所以撒母耳一生在主面前的侍奉。
And so the whole entire life of Samuel.
他能够带进后来这么样一个荣耀的结果。
He could bring forth such a glorious outcome.
主要就是因为他会听神的话。
Primarily because he was able to be obedient.
那么后来神就用他做先知。
And then God used him as a.
圣经里面说，圣经说，神叫他后来他所说的话一句都不落空啊。
And none of Samuel's words fell in vain.
那么这个时候神得到了一个好的器皿。
And here God obtained a good vessel.
就神怎样说他就怎样传。
how God spoke, that was how he preached.
为什么他所说的每一句话都不落空呢？
Why is it that every word that he spoke did not fall to the ground?
因为我们晓得只有神的话是不落空的。
Because only God's words will not fall to the ground.
这说明他就所有说的都是神的话语。
So everything he spoke was God's word.
我们记得保罗在哥林多前书曾经告诉我们。
Paul in 1 Corinthians told us,
他说我对你们所传的福音啊,
the gospel whom I preach to you,
不是用人智慧委婉的言语,
it's not according to the wisdom of man,
那是凭着神的大能,
but according to the power of God.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
我们知道今天在十架中传递神的话语,
today, when we preach God's word,
只有神的话是有能力的,
only God's word is powerful,
只有神的话不落空的,
only God's word does not fall to the ground.
所以撒母耳成为一个忠心传递神话语的人。
And he was then a faithful person who discharged God's word.
弟兄姊妹们，
sisters,
我们觉得在今天这个世代里面啊，
today in this age,
我有许多时候我们说话有很大的试探和引诱。
In the matter of speaking, we are tempted in many ways.
很多年轻的弟兄们起来侍奉主。
Many young people are raised to serve.
他们很会揣摩人的心理。
They are able to They know people's hearts.
然后呢，讲一些人喜欢听的道。
They like to listen to the. They like to preach forth what people like to hear.
这样的侍奉主人到处受欢迎。
This kind of God's servant are welcome everywhere.
但是弟兄姊妹们
，My brothers and sisters,
做一个真正为主说话的人
，someone who really speaks on behalf of God.
你必须要忠心的传递神的话语。
You have to faithfully preach God's word.
感谢主
，Thank the Lord.
撒母耳从年轻的时候就开始。忠心地传递神的话语。
From a young age, he faithfully preached God's word.
他服侍以色列人二十年。
He served the children of Israel for 20 years.
那个时候约柜呢已经被送到基列野林去了。
And the ark was then moved to Kiriam Jearim.
在亚比拿达的家里面。
And the house of Abinadab.
那个时候弟兄姊妹们，撒母耳在那里尽心竭力地把主的话传给神的心。
And Samuel diligently spoke forth God's word there.
带下一个荣耀的结果。
And there was a glorious outcome.
二十年后
，20 years later,
以色列的全家归向耶和华。
20 years later, the entire house of Israel was returned back to the Lord.
因为撒母耳忠心传递神的话语。
Because Samuel faithfully preached God's word.
弟兄姊妹们，只有主的话有能力。
Only God's word has powerful.
只有主的话能够把人重新带回到神的跟前。
Only God's word can once again bring people back to it.
那么在撒母耳记上这个第三章二十一节这里告诉我们说啊。
In 1 Samuel chapter 3:21, it tells us.
他说耶和华又在示罗显现。
And the Lord appeared again at Shiloh.
这是什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
弟兄姊妹们，用一句简单的话讲，
Simply put,
父亲回来了。
The Father has come back.
神是以色列的百姓的父亲啊。
God is Israel's father.
他们曾经因为以色列百姓的不顺服，他们的悖逆，逼着神离开了。
Because of Israel's rejection of God, God left.
神离开他们有四百五十年之久啊。
God left them for 450 years.
但这个时候，
But at this time,
弟兄姊妹们，神重新在示罗显现。
Once again, God reappeared again.
我们知道神实在是爱他的百姓。
God indeed loved his people.
神不愿意离开他的百姓。
He is unwilling to leave his people.
但他们实在没有一个好的光景能够让神在那里跟他们在一起。
But there was no favorable condition for the Lord to be there.
现在因为撒母耳的服侍，
because of the ministry of Samuel,
神的荣耀重新回到示罗。
God's glory once again returned to Shiloh.
这实在是大事情。
This is indeed a big matter.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
神在地上找到一个忠心的祭司。
God found on this earth a faithful priest.
因为他能够按照神的心意行。
Because he was able to follow God's heart intent.
他能够完全体贴神的心意。
He was able to totally understand God's heart intent.
让神心非常的欢喜。
That God's heart was joyful.
神就重新愿意回来。
So the Lord once again was happy to return.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters, we must know.
今天一个又良善又忠心的仆人。
Today a good and faithful servant.
这不仅是能够遵行神的旨意。
Not only to follow God's commandments.
也能够让神的荣耀重新回到神的百姓当中。
That the glory of God can once again return to this place.
感谢神，
brothers and sisters.
神兴起了一个忠心的祭司。
God raised forth a faithful priest.
我们看见最后到这个 第七章那里啊。
Finally, in chapter 7,
这是撒母耳一生侍奉的最高峰。
It's the most glorious point of Samuel's life.
他们就来到了米斯巴。
They came to a Mizpah.
那个时候我们知道以色列人最大的仇敌就是非利士人。
At the time, Israel's greatest enemy was the Philistines.
弟兄姊妹们，非利士代表什么呢？
What does the Philistines represent?
非利士在圣经中预表的是宗教。
Philistines in the Bible represents religion.
我们讲过，今天在神荣耀的心意上所碰见的最大的阻力就是宗教。
The greatest opposition to the eternal purpose of God is religion.
今天呢，我们对于神的敬拜和侍奉变成了一个宗教行为的时候，那就叫神的旨意受损坏。
When worship to the Lord has become a religious activity, then it becomes religion.
我想我们都很清楚。
We are clear.
我们是相信耶稣基督的。
We believe the Lord Jesus.
我们不是相信基督教。
We are not believing in Christianity.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters.
今天
，Today.
我们知道基督教里面很多的传统的事物成为神旨意的很大的拦阻。
Today in Christianity, much of tradition has become a block to the Lord.
那么在米斯巴这个地方
，In Mizpah.
那么我们看见非利士人又集结要跟他们征战。
The Philistines have gathered together to fight with Israel.
感谢神
，Thank the Lord.
一个听神话语的人呢
，Someone who listens to God.
胜过仇敌很容易的。
It's easy to overcome the devil.
所以那个时候他们以色列百姓非常害怕。
Tribe Israel were very afraid then.
那么撒母耳就在神面前献祭。
And so Samuel was offering up sacrifices.
他献了一只一岁的羊羔。
He offered a one-year-old lamb.
为什么一岁的羊羔呢
？Why one-year-old?
因为他在神面前对神说：“神啊，以色列的百姓还非常的幼嫩。”
Because he tells God that the tribe Israel are still very immature. They need your protection.
结果他在那里祷告。
Now after they prayed,
天上就打雷。
There was a huge thunder, lightning from the heavens.
这些非利士人吓死了。
And the Philistines were afraid.
结果非利士人逃跑。
And they fled.
以色列人就跟到后面去追了。
And the Israelites followed after them.
结果大获全胜。
And they were victorious.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
说明什么呢
？What does it mean?
如果神伸手的话呢
？If the Lord were to raise up his hand,
没有一个仇敌能
耐得住的。No enemy can prevail.
所以那个时候，他们胜过非利士人。
At the time, they overcame the Philistines.
非利士人有很长一段时间呢，都不敢到以色列人的境界。
And so for a long time, the Philistines dared not come back.
因此，在那里我们看见撒母耳带领以色列百姓有一个大的得胜。
And there was a great overcoming.
弟兄姊妹们，这个得胜很重要。
This victory was important.
在历史上，有人称这个叫做米斯巴的大复兴。
In history, some people call it the revival of Mizpah.
那么这个复兴呢
？This revival.
那么过后没有多久，以色列就开始立国了。
After some time, they established themselves a kingdom.
所以这个大复兴等于是为着以色列的立国铺了一条路。
And so this great revival opened a roadway for Israel's establishment of the kingdom.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
我们读到马太福音第25章
，when we read Matthew chapter 25，
我们知道主的国度要降临。
We know that God's kingdom is to come soon.
但是主巴望能得着那些又善良又忠心的百姓。
The Lord hopes to attain a group of good and faithful servants.
如果今天我们都能成为又善良又忠心的百姓
，Today if we can be good and faithful servants,
我们不仅得着主的称赞
，Not only do we receive His praise.
弟兄姊妹，能催促主的国度快快降临
，We hasten forth His kingdom.
所以，在我自己的领会里面
，In my own understanding,
这个撒母耳记的这个故事呢
，In the story of Samuel,
好像。隐隐约约地告诉我们一件事情。
It's like telling us something.
在主的国度降临之前
，before the kingdom were to come，
神在地上会得着一班忠心爱主的人。
God will obtain a group of people who would be faithful to him.
他们会带进一点的复兴。
They will bring forth a revival.
虽然也许不一定是全面的。
Although it may not be wholesome.
我们都知道，在圣经里面预言，神只要得着那班余数。神就能行事。
We know that when God obtains a remnant, He can bring forth.
所以我们在主面前的忠心和我们的侍奉
，so our faithfulness and our service before Him,
跟这个国度的降临有非常密切的关系。
Has much to do with the coming of the kingdom.
盼望主带领我们在今天这个黑暗极深的时代里面
That may the Lord in these times of darkness,
当神的心意普遍的好像在神的百姓中被忽略的时候，
When God's will as if in commonplace has been neglected,
愿主带领我们能像撒母耳一样做一个忠心的祭司。
That God can lead us like Samuel to be a faithful priest.
我想撒母耳的最大的特点就是他会听神的话。
The greatest specialty of Samuel is that he was able to listen to God.
那么他能照着神的话语行。
He can follow after God what God has spoken to him.
所以盼望主也给我们这个心智。
May the Lord give us this disposition.
愿意完全按照主的话在地上生活。
That we would completely follow the Lord's commandments.
主怎样说，我们就怎样跟随。
How the Lord has commanded, that is how we will do.
盼望我们不仅在主的国度降临的时候，
Not only when the kingdom were to come,
能够得着主的称许，
That we will receive His praise.
也因为今天我们在主跟前能够操练在主面前学习做又良善又忠心的仆人。
That, you know, that we will be exercised before Him to be good and faithful servants.
能够促进主的国度早日的降临。
That we will be able to enable the quicker ushering of the kingdom of God.
我们请低头再念祷告。
Shall we pray?
主，我们实在承认人的话语非常的有限。
Lord, we acknowledge the limitations of man's words.
我们实在是一般软弱的百姓。
We are indeed a weak people.
但是我们感谢你。
But we thank you.
因为你的话语永远是有能力的。
Because your word forever has strength.
并且你从来不背乎你的自己。
That you will not neglect thyself.
你的话怎样说，事情一定怎样成就。
What you have said, you will surely do.
虽然环境非常的艰难，
Although the situation is difficult,
四周光景混乱和黑暗，
and everywhere is dark and confused,
愿主开通我们里面的耳朵，
that you open up our ears,
叫我们在这样的一个时代还能听见主的声音，
that in the times like this we can still listen to your voice,
我们也能愿意照着主的话活在主的跟前，
that we will be able to live before thee listening to thee,
不管周遭怎样改变，
no matter what is changing around us,
愿我们活在你话语的光中，
that we will live in the light of your word.
主啊，让我们还有一点点的机会。
That whilst we still have little opportunities,
我们在地上能够做一个忠心侍奉你的人。
That we will on this earth be a faithful people who serve you.
主啊，你在历史上怎样得着了撒母耳
？In history, how you have obtained Samuel?
扭转了整个一个黑暗的时代。
How you have turned around a dark age?
引进国度。
And usher forth the kingdom.
但愿主今天在你的百姓中也照样的做工。
That similarly in your people today, you will do the same work.
我们特别把青年的弟兄姊妹交在你的恩手中。
Especially we put the young people before thee.
主啊，要救他们脱离这个可怕的时代。
That you will save them from this adulterous generation.
愿主得着他们像得着撒母耳一样。
That you obtain them as if you obtain Samuel.
叫他们实在在内心的深处有圣洁的生活。
That in their inside they will have a holy living.
他们能够在地上过着分别为圣的生活。
That they will have been able to discern the things that they do.
主啊，我们知道你回来的日子迫近。
Lord, we know that your days of coming is nigh.
你的心也很迫切，在地上得着人。
You are indeed want to obtain people in this earth.
今天早晨我们对你说，主，我们在这里。
Lord, we say to, we are here.
求你扬起脸来。
Lord, would you lift up your face?
用你脸上的荣光照亮我们。
May the glory of your face shine upon us.
主啊，不容许我们活在黑暗的里面。
Lord, we will not live in darkness.
总让我们能够按照你的话语。
That we will live according to your word.
按照圣灵在里面的引导。
That we will go according to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
走在你所喜悦的道路上。
Walk in a way that you are pleased with.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Beloved Lord, we thank you.
我们知道你的能力能成就一切。
Lord, we know that your power can accomplish all things.
我们更感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们纵然是失信的。
We are unfaithful.
你永远是可信的主。
You are always the faithful.
让我们再从深处把敬拜归给你。
For from deep within us, Lord, we praise you.
让你永远在我们的生命中居首位，
that eternally you will be preeminent，
在我们的聚会中被高举，
that you will be uplifted in our assembly。
谢谢你垂听我们的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayer。
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus。
Amen。
Amen。